the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive. Woo! Woo! No!
Hi once again, fans of the greatest in 60s underground rock music, garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia. It's all here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, and I'm your host, Phil Gray. This is episode 305. We got it underway with a cover, of course, of the track best known as being done by the Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb, a 1966 45 on Cameo Records by a band called the Dantes out of Worthington, Ohio. That's just outside Columbus, Ohio. Active from 64 to 69, one of the biggest groups in the area with a number one hit locally with their version of Can't Get Enough Love. So the Dantes, Under My Thumb, getting another episode of Retrospect underway.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Well, as always, loads of great obscure 60s garage rock and garage punk. We've got an extended global garage set this week as well, so I hope you'll stick with me for this episode of Retrospect. Here's one from a band out of Louisiana Tech in Ruston, moved to Monroe, halfway between Shreveport, Louisiana, and Jackson, Mississippi. They're called the Spectres, a guy called Jim Steele on vocals, heavily leaned on soul songs. According to Jim Steele, they had a 45, No Good, Nowhere World, backed with a track called High Stepper. Lead singer Jim Steele got drafted by the Army in August of 1966, but he did come home on leave. They went into Robin Hood Bryan's studio in Texas, recorded two more songs, I Cried and Psychedelic Situation. Here's the A-side, The Spectres with I Cried on Retrospect.
And when I don't love You're cleaning your 14-year-old son's room and just found half of a funny-looking cigarette. Now what?
Set of three obscure garage rock tracks, the Spectre's top of the set out of Louisiana with I Cried. Then an obscurity from a band called the Dags, D-A-G-S, although sometimes known as the Dags with two G's. They're out of Illinois, a track called She Cried. That's a 7-inch 45 on a label called Decade from 1966. Then thirdly in the set, The Angry. The track's called Walk in the Sun. Now they're from Canton, Ohio. Cover of a track done by the Turtles, recorded probably 1967, but not released until quite some time after the band broke up. So the Spectres with I Cried, the Dags with She Cried, and the Angry with Walk in the Sun. Plenty more great garage coming up straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, I have a picture of these next guys up on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. They're out of Cleveland. They're called the Tree Stumps. They mixed British rock and roll with the best of the Cleveland influence at the time. Pretty prominent in Cleveland as well. They won a citywide Battle of the Bands in 1965. They had been known as the Mike Hay Combo, but adopted the name Tree Stumps, taken from an instrumental they did called Tree Stomp Part 3. So here we go. The Tree Stumps. With a recording from late 1966, this is called Jenny Lee.
Sit around and worry.
always been hanging around with the wrong kind of kids. The best cure is hanging around with the right kind. Like the ones in the Boy Scouts, Boys Clubs, and YMCA.
My father was a big old toad.
Toad, toad, big old toad.
He lived in a hole in the middle of the road.
Hole, road, middle thereof.
My mother was a little wren.
Wren, wren, a little wren.
She lived at home in a little wren pen.
Pen, pen, little wren pen.
My brother was a slimy frog.
Frog, frog, slimy frog.
He lived in a swamp in a rotten log.
Log, log, rotten log.
My sister was a crummy witch.
Witch, witch, crummy witch.
She lived in the woods in a dirty ditch.
Ditch.
We'll be right back. Of Larry's Rebels, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Once I hear the costume shows, colorful costumes, big red nose, pumpkins and ghosts and scary masks, help the people bring back the punk.
Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 305. Timely to remind you about back episodes, which are available via Apple Podcasts, via TuneIn, and a bunch of other podcast providers. Well, if you pop along to Apple Podcasts, you can rate the show, leave a review for Retrospect as well. So I had the Tree Stumps, top of the set with Jenny Lee. Then, a favourite of mine, The Driving Stupid. I didn't record a lot, but I think we've pretty much played all their tracks here on Retrospect. They're out of New Jersey, formed 1966. They had one cult favourite single. That's the one we had. The Driving Stupid with Horror Asparagus Stories. Then from Fresno, California, The Rake's Progress. Just one single called Sewer Rat Love Chant. The B-side was Why Did You Rob Us Tank. That was 1966, released on a label called Liberty. But they did record more tracks. We had The Rake's Progress with their cover of Muddy Waters' Baby Please Don't Go, very much done in the style of them. Then thirdly in the set, from right here in New Zealand, and a huge group in the 60s here in New Zealand, also Australia, Larry's Rebels, fronted by Larry Morris, formed Ponsonby, New Zealand, 1964, track called Halloween. Now we've got an extended global garage set coming up straight after this.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Right, let's check out some great global garage. Here's a band that had been called Fuego, or Fire. Then they became Los Extraños, or The Strangers. But in both cases, other bands already had those names. So, band leader Albert Miguel decided he wanted a name that nobody else would have. Decided to create a name with no vowel letters. Therefore, a word that wouldn't exist in any language and wouldn't be taken by any other group. He came up with Los Struck, as I've just discovered they're pronounced. That is Strwck, pronounced Los Struck, Mexican group, formed 1966. Here's a track off their 1969 album called La Doctoriza. This is Comunicame tu Ritmo.
Calling a tramp, as you roll in the people of dirty talk.
I would die.
Hey, and some people say you gotta come back home. We mess around and deep breathe around. They tell me I should hold me back. Might have been too afraid of that. And then it says it's really hard. Anyway, it wasn't really fine. Everybody knows the same story. And all they were is gonna lose the glory. Oh, your body calling to come. And you're over, people
will say it's all. I
would die. Yeah! I would die. On across his back, that's the fool. Still regards the land. Climb a gear just to falling in the wind. Ain't it been so long, and seen. But you worry, calling your friend. Are you gonna, people are done, it's all.
I wish I.
Hey. I wish I.
Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay, a record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60's Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop.
Op drums, bus! Basgitaar, Appie Rammers! Solo gitaar, Ronald Splinter! Slaggitaar, Tom Krabbedam! En zang, Wally Dax, de Outsider! So stand the girl. I decided to walk right up to you, yeah. Cause I wanna know all about you. I like the way you move, baby. Yeah, the way you make me feel when I look at you makes me wanna hold it in my arms, in my, oh my arms. love you forever. This is what I'm holding for time. Makes me want to dream with thee with mine. Oh, make me want you.
Peddlers 4 Global Garage Tracks, getting our Global Garage set underway. We had Los Struk with Comunicame to Ritmo. Then out of Venezuela from a 1968 LP on Souvenir Records, The Love Depression, the cover of Hendrix's Highway Child, although written here Highway Child. Then we had The Outsiders, picture and information on our Facebook page. They're a Dutch band out of Amsterdam. Very, very popular from 65 to 67. They did release records right up to 1969. The Outsiders, out of Holland with Story 16. And then from Surabaya, Indonesia, Dara Puspita, all-female pop group from Indonesia. Notable for getting out of Indonesia after facing pressure from the Sukarno regime, which saw rock music as an unwanted Western influence on the country. They even were known for imprisoning band leaders. So they headed to Thailand, performed live in Bangkok quite a lot, picked up quite a few Thai influences in their music. Once the Sukarno government collapsed in 1965, their first LP, Zhang Pertama, was released, with three further LPs from 66 through to 68. So Dara Puspita, track called Bertamasia, or On Vacation, wrapping that set of great Global Garage here on Retrospect.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, we have time for more Global Garage, so let's get into it. Here's a band out of Nicaragua, or Venezuela, depending on which information you read and believe. The track's from 1966, they are called Los Darts. The track, Por Tu Amor, a track frequently covered across the world. It's a cover of the Yardbirds' For Your Love, from Los Darts.
Entera yo te puedo a ti entregar,
por favor.
El mar y el cielo, si lo pides te lo doy,
por favor.
Todo eso y mucho más soy capaz de lograr, si dicha y felicidad a cambio tú me das,
por tu amor.
Siempre así será, por eso esperaré toda la eternidad,
por tu amor.
Simplement à danser. Cette envie de rythme, ce besoin de crier. Ce coup prononcé pour les voitures de sport. Et la rage de vivre plus vite et plus fort. Ça ne s'explique pas. Les derniers gadgets, les bandes dessinées.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. That wraps our global garage set. Three tracks. We had Lost Darts off their self-titled LP from 1966 with their cover of the Yardbirds' For Your Love, Pour to Amour. Then a French singer called Noël Deschamps. His career began in 1964. Signed a contract with RCA Victor, great slice of French freakbeat. Noël Deschamps with Pour le Pied, Bird Dogging. And then, even more obscure, this is another one of this brilliant comp called Working Class Devils Volume 2, Fuzz, Vodka and Flowers, Polish Psycho Beat 1965 to 1972. It was released on Beat Road Records. Now, the band is called Cicholi, or the Straw Men, one of the most noteworthy Polish rock groups of the time, formed in Warsaw 1962. Originally, like so many garage bands, they performed cover versions of instrumental tunes, The Ventures and the Shadows notably. Pretty well known by Polish audiences thanks to the ability to pick up Radio Luxembourg in Poland. By 1965, they were working as session musicians on a bunch of pop, easy listening and gypsy records, but their breakthrough was 1966, certainly in terms of the garage rock we're interested in. The biggest and only record company in Poland in the 60s was Polski Nagrania. They decided to issue a series of 7-inch EPs with uncensored recordings of a bunch of local bands, including Cicholi and some others which I have even less chance of pronouncing correctly. So Cicciolli's most notable EPs released in May 1966. The first one had a track called Kocham Ya, or I Love Her, on the A side, and Zaimki on the B side. That's the track I chose, Cicciolli, out of Poland, with Zaimki. And that takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 305. Don't forget about the back episodes. I'd like to give a shout out at this stage too to our Canadian listeners via Powell River Community Radio and Caper Radio up in Nova Scotia. So glad you join us for Retrospect and wherever you are in the world. In fact, I'd love your feedback. Jump on to facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Let me know where you're listening from and how you get hold of the show. So that's it for episode 305. I will leave you, of course, with an instrumental from Sander L. Nelson, better known as Sandy Nelson, American drummer. One of the best-known drummers of the early 60s, had a bunch of solo instrumental hits, and of course a session drummer on many, many great recordings. I'm going to leave you with a cover of a Retrospect favourite. If you're a regular listener, you of course will know this is a Retrospect favourite. This is Sandy Nelson with Gloria. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.